Spend $24 right now at Napa, and you can get a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. Buy $24 of oil, get a free cap. Buy $24 of headlamps, get a free cap. Buy $24 worth of Pine Tree scented air fresheners. Well, we won't ask you why you need $24 worth of air fresheners. We'll just hand you a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/16.
There it is. The sound you've been waiting for all week. During the endless commutes and double shifts, part of your mind is always here. Saturday morning, working on the old pickup. Advance Auto Parts understands this itch. It's why we created Speed Perks, the best and simplest rewards program out there. Spend $100, get $20 off your next qualified purchase of $40 or more. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage. Sign up in-store or advanceautoparts.com. See store for details.
Hi, my Ford needs parts.
I'll put Jigsaw on it. The specialist who uses Motorcraft parts, and only Motorcraft parts.
Good deal.
Actually, this is the deal.
Get a $25 rebate by mail on any Motorcraft brake service, plus another $25 rebate when you use your Ford Service credit card. Subject to credit approval, taxes extra, rebate by prepaid debit card, pants and shoes on most vehicles, one axle exclusions apply. See your participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 3/31/16.
When your Ford needs service, you need the specialist.
Scotts and Miracle-Gro are reminding you that Sunday is daylight savings, and it's time to spring forward. A well-fed lawn in the spring strengthens roots and sets up a strong growing season. Make beautiful backyard memories on your lawn and in your garden with Scotts and Miracle-Gro products.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Never too early for football. Season tickets available at NUSports.com. Linebacker Danny Trevathan used to play for Bears head coach John Fox in Denver. Trevathan happy now to be back with his former coach.
He was always in my ear, you know. He used to make funny quotes, funny sayings, saying, I take my rule book today and say you can be great. You know, stuff like that just stuck with me, you know. I always respected him, and he was always in my ear telling me, Danny, you know, no matter where you come from, you can go places, man. You six-round draft pick, people overlook you, all this and that, but you're here now, make a name for yourself.
Trevathan, the new free agent acquisition for the Bears, was introduced at Hallis Hall today. So was Bobby Massey, lineman, was there. Tomorrow, they expect to talk with defensive lineman Akeem Hicks. He is scheduled to make a free agent visit to Hallis Hall. Also in Bears news, former Bears quarterback Bill Wade has died at the age of 85. College basketball. Thank you. Big Ten. I knew
you don't mean that.
Well, I thought that I could. I thought that maybe I could sneak
get away
by.
With one.
Yeah. But yeah. Chris was on top of it. He's on top of everything. And you know how old he was? You know how old he was?
83.
85.
Five. Yeah.
I want to say 83 just for
Tandy's
sake.
That's what I was really hoping.
Yeah, but he did not pay attention.
Yeah. Big Ten basketball today at the tournament. The Illini beat Iowa 68-66. So that means tomorrow they will take on Purdue, and we've got that broadcast expected to get going around 1:30. Michigan in overtime defeated Northwestern 72-70. At the Big 12 tournament, Kansas beat Kansas State 85-63. ACC tournament, Notre Dame in overtime, a winner over Duke 84-79, and North Carolina defeated Pitt 88-71. Jimmy Butler back to working out today following his visit to Dr. James Andrews in Alabama. The Bulls are hoping he will be back soon. In fact, they are expecting him to be. Bulls will play without him tonight against the Spurs in Texas. This update is brought to you by Neumail Medical Center. Discover the new you, neumailmedical.com. And breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Seize the Moment sales event is going on now. 670 weather tonight, partly cloudy, low of 37. More of the same tomorrow, but a high of 51. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the new home of the Chicago Cubs. Hear every game this season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
And this hour is brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish?
Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish on the sideline doesn't get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Editor of ChicagoFootball.com.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
NFL columnist for Shaw Media and the Chicago Sun-Times.
Martellus Bennett right now is worth a lot more to the Chicago Bears than a sixth or seventh round pick.
Hub Arkish.
The whole Brandon Marshall thing, guys, it's troublesome to me that the NFL has decided now to make him one of the faces of the league. I just don't get it. You know, I mean, I see him on those family, and I love that thing, that shtick they're doing with the family commercials. Unfortunately, his wife stuck a butcher knife in his chest, you know, and so...
Well, it's not part of the commercial.
Well, I mean, that's you can't make this stuff up. That's true, you know?
That should be part of it.
Yeah.
Here's how we roll.
Barkish with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And this portion of The Score is brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports, they cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy.
And because you're mentioning Sport Clips, we will also take the sixth caller right now to the contest line, 312-591-6700, and that person will win a two-bag of haircuts from Chicagoland Sport Clips. Hub Arkish is on Twitter, at Hub Arkish, at Shy Football, and I believe the Twitter feed for PFW right now is back up and running. Is it not, Hub?
It is, yes. We are actually excited about Pro Football Weekly. Big day last 24 hours. All kinds of activity around the NFL, so it's been a fun launch.
Excellent. Hub is with us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Home Run In Pizza now open in Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood. You were at Hallis Hall today, so we can ask your first impressions of the new Bears.
Well, I feel good about them. I think that Danny Trevathan is a great signing for the Chicago Bears. He's small. There's no two ways around it. But you look at his numbers over 4 years in the league, or really three and a third. He missed, 13 games due to a knee injury 2 years ago. But, you know, I would argue that other than Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware, he was probably the most important guy on that Bronco defense. And when you look at, you know, the Bears need at the inside linebacker position, and what they got him for, I can't believe the contract. I know we'd all love to have $28 million over 4 years, but by the last 24 hours standards, that's peanuts. I mean, yep. The Jacksonville Jaguars guaranteed Malik Jackson $42.5 million. Malik Jackson, in 4 years in the league, has averaged 3.7 sacks and has exactly two turnovers in 4 years. And now you come with Danny Trevathan, who's been the leading tackler on that defense whenever he's been healthy and on the field. He's a nasty little guy. He's bigger than me, but he's not big by NFL standards. I love everything about it. I think it's a great signing. And then listening to him today, guys, he's pretty focused. You know, he knows what he wants to do. He wants to hurt people, you know, and that's kind of what you want in your inside linebacker.
Yeah, and they were so bad there, Hub. I mean, they need, you know, if you're looking around, not that they were great at a lot of places. I'm not saying that, but, boy, they needed that spot. They needed inside linebackers, and they tried so many guys, and it just, none of it really worked.
They need two starting inside linebackers and two starting five techniques. They could not afford to come out of free agency without one of each. And in Trevathan, they got the best available. Now, when you look at the five techniques, the market just got stupid. And they've got Akiem Hicks coming in tomorrow. I'm not as excited about him as some people are. He's certainly a kind of a poor man's version, but he also is as good or better than what you have. And so if they're able to get that deal done, they also apparently have Jermaine Gresham coming in. Starting to get a handle on what Ryan Pace is thinking about the tight end situation. But for the two guys we met today, very impressed with Danny Trevathan, was excited when they signed him, didn't need to meet him. Came away a little more impressed with Bobby Massey today than I expected to be. At the end of the day, he's a journeyman right tackle. He's good enough to start for you for 4, 5, 6 years. He's not going to be special. He's a good run blocker. He has some issues in pass protection once in a while. Kind of a quiet guy, but once we got him loosened up after we did what we call the gangbang, where all the media is coming after him, but then there were some one-on-ones. We got to talk to him. He loves Kyle Long, and you know, you try and get the biggest single reason that Bobby Massey is now a Chicago Bear, and as near as I can tell, besides the money, which is nice, it's Kyle Long. He kept talking about it. You know, they played against each other in high school. He told me a great story about I think it was a title game his senior year, where he was playing across from another offensive lineman, and Kyle was down the line, and he broke the other kid's leg, and Kyle came at him with elbows and forearms, and apparently Howie ended up on the field breaking up the fight. And Massey was laughing about it and saying that, you know, him and Kyle have kind of been buddies Phillies ever since. And he said that, you know, he answered several different times when asked what was one of the big motivations to come to Chicago. He said to play next to Kyle Juan.
Wow. But Massey by the numbers is bad. You know, he really, I was looking at some stuff from Stats LLC that showed he was really near the bottom as far as where he ranked in doing all the things he's supposed to do, both pass blocking and run blocking. So maybe the John Fox just thinks there's something in there that is that still can be brought out that hasn't to this point.
Yeah, I mean, I think you got to be honest about it. The Cardinals weren't bringing him back. It's not like they stole their starting right tackle. You know, they signed Jared Veld here to play on the left side, and then they invested the first-round pick last year. Was it Humphreys? I'm trying to remember which kid didn't play for them. It was either Fluker. No, Fluker's in San Diego. I think maybe it was DJ Humphreys, but there's somebody there who they drafted in the first round last year. He's going to take that spot over this year. And this is what's a little troubling about the Bears' offensive line situation. There is no question that Bobby Massey at right tackle and Kyle Long at right guard is a huge upgrade over when it was Kyle Long and Jordan Mills, and over, you know, Kyle playing out there last year and either Omame or Vladimir Dukas at guard.
Yeah.
So they've upgraded it. But here's the issue. The Cardinals, as an example, who played in the NFC title game last year, now have three first-round picks starting on that offensive line. When you look at the Bears, you say, okay, we're going to be Leno, Matt Slauson, Hronus Grisu, you know, Kyle Long and Bobby Massey. That's not going to strike fear in a lot of people, you know. So I think they've still got some work to do there, some upgrading to do. I would love to see them still get a guy who I'd be more positive about at left tackle. If you upgrade that position, suddenly you're better at right tackle
but
as well.
Is that guy Kyle Long?
Well, we don't know. Now, you know, again, no, the Bears haven't said anything. Kyle's been coy about it. I don't want to read too much into Massey saying several times he wants to play next to Kyle. Dan, you know how I feel about it.
Yes.
I mean, from halfway through his rookie year, it was obvious to me that's his best position. Well, I shouldn't say that. He is as good a prospect to play that position as I've seen in forever.
Yep.
And I think if you put him there and you teach it to him, you've probably got a perennial all-pro for the next 5, 6, 7 years. He didn't fare all that well at right tackle last year, but that's because he was kind of he was a tweener. I mean, you know, right tackles are maulers, which he can do, but what makes him so exceptional is his athletic ability for a guy his size. And so, as near as we can tell right now anyway, it looks like Kyle's going back to guard, and they're going to roll with Leno. Now, you know, there's not another left tackle you're going to get in free agency you're going to feel good about, but we'll see what they do in the draft.
Yeah, they keep saying they feel good about Leno, Hub. I mean, I've seen it quoted three times or whatever, and they keep saying that, and I think all of us sort of go, huh? But the Bears insist. I mean, I don't know what he's like by the numbers, but I don't think, as you say, I don't think anybody's going to be frightened of this offensive line.
Yeah, Terry, his numbers are actually going to be a little worse than Massey's. And again, neither one is the worst in the league. Not horrible. I think that Ryan Pace tipped his hand a little bit when we talked to him down in Indianapolis. He said he likes what he's seen. He's impressed. But he also, twice towards the end of the press conference, mentioned, you know, we're going to put everybody out there. We're going to play the five best guys. And he refused to answer if Kyle Long was permanently a guard. And so I think what they're thinking is that with all the work they had to do building this team, again, I think everything we've seen acknowledges that his goal is to be competitive in 2017. I'm sure they want to win as many games as they can this year. He knows they're not there yet. So he continues to take the best options available. But I'm not so sure yet that when this team is ready to compete that they don't know that either Kyle Long is at left tackle or that they got to get somebody else.
What do you make of what's going on in the quarterback market right now with Brock Osweiler, whether it was his call or not? It looks like he is he's started some movement here. Now the talk about RG3, the talk about Kaepernick and with Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Jets and everybody else. How do you see this all shaking out and what's the meaning of it?
Well, one thing that I've been able to confirm today with some really good sources is that Brock Osweiler, obviously the money mattered, and the Oilers, it's not just that they guaranteed him $8 million more than the Broncos were willing to guarantee. They put a fourth year on the deal at $17 million a year, as opposed to the 3 years at $15 that the Broncos were offering. And for a kid his age, that's a big deal. You know, if he outplays the contract, they're going to extend it anyway. So the money was significant. But it turns out he was pissed. He felt that he got kind of screwed. He thought that he should have been the starting quarterback in the playoffs. And and you know, you don't argue about that. He's not a bad kid. He's smart enough not to go public with that. But, you know, if he doesn't play as well as he does, and I don't think he was great, but he played well enough to get them 5-2 basically down the stretch. You know, they might not even make the playoffs. Remember, they weren't in until the last 2 weeks. And so he was not happy, you know, about the way he was treated. He was wined and dined and courted by Houston. They offered him more money, and apparently he felt it was an easy decision for him. And that's why Elway, a little bitter about it right now. That's why I try and be careful when we talk about what about John Fox, what happened there, maybe Elway was right.
Mm-hmm.
I think you had two guys who have some you know, getting along skills, if you will. You know? And mm-hmm. So I am not about to say that the Broncos don't win the Super Bowl this year without John Fox. Now, I certainly credit the job that Gary Kubiak did, but there's plenty of weirdness with Elway to go around, too. And I think Elway basically screwed himself on this deal. I don't think that they did the wrong thing by playing Manning. I think they had to, but obviously they weren't aware of it, and they didn't understand that there was enough bad feeling there, because they can talk all they want now about targeting Colin Kaepernick, which they are talking about, but that was not the plan. The plan was to keep Brock Osweiler, and they kind of got caught with their pants down. And then, as I wrote last night, the other thing, guys, is I don't understand the Trevathan contract. I mean, based on what everybody else got, Danny Trevathan should have gotten more money. And the Broncos' plan was to keep at least two of those four guys, and they had targeted Von Miller and Osweiler. They expected that the Malik Jackson money would get stupid, and it did. And they figured, you know, the quarterback or the linebacker, they were going to keep the quarterback. But they had a moment there when they should have known they were losing Osweiler, and they should have upped the ante on Trevathan. Instead, they lost all three of them. And so, and that's why I guess it was my first question, as I asked him, you know, how did you feel the Broncos approach trying to keep you there? Did you feel they legitimately wanted you to stay? And who were the other teams that were involved? And he didn't totally dodge the question, but he didn't exactly answer it either.
Well, he said the Packers were not involved, but he wanted them to be.
Yeah, well, there were multiple interviews going on. We did the big one, then there was a lot of one-on-one stuff that got recorded. Some of the TV and radio stuff is out now. At the end of the day, I think he is genuinely happy to be a Chicago Bear. But he wouldn't really make clear what went on in Denver.
And I guess, you know, the thing was, Hub, going back a second, is that Osweiler's feelings got hurt. They were losing to the Chargers 13-7. At halftime, and they pulled him and put Peyton in. Mm-hmm. And that, apparently, I read today from people in Denver, that created, and Denver wasn't really aware of it.
Right.
That this created this awful feeling, and it's like Brian Billick told us, once you pull a quarterback for any reason, it's hard to get him back. It's hard to say, oh, yeah, come on back, everything's fine. And he said that just doesn't work. And the more I'm thinking about what he said, I think about Brian all the time anyway, but the more I think about what he said, the more I look at some of these things that happened that seem so like nothing to us. They really are important.
Well, it is to the kid. I think it shows a little immaturity. I'm not defending his position, but to me, as you look at all the people involved, the least excusable part was that Gary Kubiak and John Elway should have realized. They should have figured it out. Are you telling me that they didn't talk to this kid after the Super Bowl? You know, they knew he was going to be a free agent. They wanted to keep him. They made him an offer, which apparently we now know he was, I don't know if he was insulted by it, but he got a much better offer. And so, yeah, you know these things can happen with these high-strung athletes and egos, and the fact that they failed to recognize it and didn't even address it, they kind of got what they deserved. And so, you know, now you hear that allegedly it is the Broncos, the Jets, and the Browns who are all targeting Colin Kaepernick.
Wow.
And I just don't know whether to believe Trent Baalke or not when he says Kaepernick's not going anywhere, because, you know, when he says that, that just drives the price up. He would be a great fit with Chip Kelly, but the kid has come out and said, I don't really want to be here, at least said it through his agents.
Yep.
So it's going to be fascinating. The dumbest thing I've heard all day, guys, is I talked to somebody in Cleveland who honestly believes that they can get the 49ers to take Johnny Manziel for Colin Kaepernick.
What?
And I crossed him off my source list after that. It was, this is an NFL person. I mean, he said, listen, we know that's not straight trade, not swap for swap, but he said we know that Chip Kelly used to love Johnny Manziel and he wanted him, and we think for a mid to late round pick in Manziel, we can get Kaepernick. And I said, I don't know what you're smoking, man, but it ain't going to happen. So,
man, and then Kaepernick, or I should say Manziel, he's off partying again, tweeting about off to the clubs he goes.
Yep.
He does not care.
Any team that would employ Johnny Manziel for the 2016 season, unless he goes through some more extensive rehab and mea culpas and everything else, that everybody on that team should be fired. I mean, how can you do this? You see what's happening here. Clearly the kid doesn't care. And the idea that some team is going to trade for him or go ahead and sign him and give him another chance just because what they saw at Texas A&M, it's bizarre.
And was Forte to the Jets just a money deal? Does it look like he was just going to find the most guaranteed that he could?
I don't think so, Dan, because I think he could have done better, to be honest with you. That deal's not that impressive.
I thought that's just sort of what the market would bear for a 30-plus running back.
I don't know. I mean, if it hadn't been a first-day deal, I'd say maybe that was it. But he didn't really – and I know there was whatever we call it, the legal tampering period of 48 hours. He probably did have some sense that the Packers weren't going to pay more. I don't think the Patriots ever got involved, but I'm not sure. As long as he's happy, I'm happy. If I was his agent, he wasn't going to lose that deal. I would have shopped that deal a little bit more. I think he could have gotten a couple million more guaranteed, but I don't know. I have nothing to prove that with other than the Lamar Miller contract, because Lamar Miller got twice as much guaranteed. I know he's 24, but he's not nearly as accomplished.
I think the key is he's 24, though. I mean,
it is a big part of it. There's no question about that. The other thing to realize, Matt's contract's a little tricky, though, because it says $12 million over 3 years with $8 million guaranteed. The $8 guaranteed is not bad. The key, though, is that there's $4 million worth of escalators in there. And so the $4 million would then take it to $16 million. And if he earned 12 of it and probably only plays two more years, it's really not a bad deal. I'm just not sure it was the best money deal out there, but it's not a bad one, certainly.
You mentioned early, Hub, when we first put you on, that you thought that there might be a little bit more clarity as far as the Bears' plan at tight end. I want to make sure we don't leave that that loose end.
Well, it's public knowledge now that Martellus Bennett's agent and the Bears supposedly are working together to find a trade partner. And Jermaine Gresham is coming in here tomorrow. Now, we know with Bobby Massey here that they've had extensive contact with another Cardinal player. I don't know if there's any relationship between Massey and Gresham, and I'm not saying it's a done deal. I'm not that thrilled about it. I don't think Gresham at this stage is quite as good as Bennett, but he did go to two Pro Bowls in 2011, 2012. He's certainly a nice option. And so I think if they were able to sign Gresham as a tight end and re-sign Zach Miller, and then you could get hopefully I wouldn't trade him for less than a six, I wouldn't think. Maybe you get a five or a six for Marty, that starts to be, that's a pretty good plan.
I think it's, to me, and it's just because we've had, we went through Dr. Death, Hub, is that, if I've got a coach like Fox who wants it done his way, and if you're going to be outside the box, if you're going to cause trouble, if you're going to complain, or if you're not going to play when you have a valid contract and all that stuff, and you're one of those guys that says, well, you know what, then I don't need him. Then I just don't need him. So let's find someplace else to send him. I'm not going to argue with him on that, because I think we've had too many guys who said, settle for it, and okay, fine, whatever you say. And we know that doesn't work eventually. I mean, I know there's a lot of guys who like Marty. We like Marty. But, I think that if you got a guy who says, look, this is the way we're going to do it, and if you're going to run around and do other things, then we're going to find someplace else for you to play. To be honest with you, I don't mind that.
Terry, I agree with you completely. I have a bias when it comes to Marty Bennett. We did, not in 15, but in 14, we did, I think, five of those two-hour Miller Top Draft shows together here on the station. We were out in fun places. I got to know him pretty well. And I find him entertaining, and I find him refreshing in some cases compared to some NFL players, when they get in front of the media and fans. The flip side of it, though, is that I think the operative word for Marty Bennett is distraction. His constant need to be talking and have the spotlight on him and to be a little different, when it is constant and it goes on every day, it can be wearing on you. And so my frustration with this situation all along hasn't been, it would be horrible if they traded Martellus Bennett. I've been trying to understand what the plan at the position is. And so now we have an inkling that if they are able to get Jermaine Gresham to come here, who is on the backside of his career, but also bring back Zach Miller, and then clearly draft a young tight end. I think the focus, and guys, I could be wrong, but the reason I feel really good about almost everything the Bears have done so far is because I think it all is an acknowledgement that we've got a year to go. We're continuing to build.
Yep.
Your principal free agent signing last year in Pernell McPhee, he can be a core piece for 5, 6, 7 years. Danny Trevathan can be a core piece for 5, 6, 7 years. Bobby Massey can play right tackle for you for the next 5 or 6 years. So I think they're smart in the way they're doing that. The one thing they've done that frustrates me is I'm really worried about about the running back position, and we'll see what they do there, because I knew they liked Jaquizz Rodgers as a special teams guy. I'm not shocked that they re-signed him. But if they think that that's going to be their three-back rotation for an NFL regular season, that worries me a lot. Again, let's see. You're not going to do anything now in free agency. At least nothing's going to excite you.
No.
But we'll look at the draft. There's going to be some good ones in the third, fourth, fifth round. We'll see what they do there.
Hub, great stuff. Thank you.
As always, my
friend. Guys, take care.
Thanks, Hub.
That is Hub Arkish, who is our senior Bears and NFL analyst. We're Boers and Bernstein. We still have more haircuts from Sport Clips to give away before we are done. We will do that in a moment on The Score.
Chicago's sports morning show is Mully and Henley.
The Bears get Bobby Massey, played for the Cardinals. The Cardinals had one of the best seasons ever, and Bobby Massey produced it for them.
Is that how that goes?
Why not? Huh? Are we not having fun with this?
That Bruce Arians, no damn good.
Turn them on when you get out of bed.
Or get in the car.
Mully and Henley.
Chicago's sports morning show.
Turn them on at 5 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Jim Boeheim's a Hall of Fame coach, and he wants us to disregard his team's 4-5 record when he was suspended 9 games by the NCAA mid-year because of NCAA infractions during a previous season. Boeheim's right. The suspension of a Hall of Fame coach who's won over 900 games has, in fact, affected their team. But you can't send a kid to his room now and act like that's a big thing if he has a TV and an iPad and a cell phone. That's not punishing him. You may not like that the NCAA hands down suspensions. You may not like the NCAA in general. But I think you can relate to the fact that the NCAA thinks Syracuse did something wrong. They handed down a punishment to their head coach. They didn't take away any money. Instead, they hit him where it hurts, and his ability to help his team from the sidelines. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Defending NBA Finals champion, all-star point guard, lockdown defender, dynamic playmaker, unstoppable scorer. Every time Stephen Curry steps onto the court, he steps onto the biggest stage in basketball. And only one brand of wireless headphones is powerful enough to keep up with him. JBL Everest Headphones, available only at Best Buy. Visit your local Best Buy to experience the legendary sound of JBL Everest Wireless Headphones. JBL and Stephen Curry, made for the biggest stage.
Time out, Chicago. It's game time. The Buffalo Wild Wings daily reminder for tonight's game. Tonight, Chicago takes the court against San Antonio at 7. March Madness is here, and so is Beat Up's Takeout. Simply order online and pick up at your nearest location. Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for NCAA March Madness.
This is the sound of programming, of applying your new skills to your lifelong passion for technology. With DeVry University's new software programming specialization, you can learn in-demand programming languages like C++ and Java, so you'll have the programming skills you need for your future. Get the technology skills you can use at DeVry. DeVry University, different on purpose. Learn about all our tech programs at devry.edu/tech.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer info, visit devry.edu/bcis-ge.
Daily specials, huge beer garden, easy parking, and the best St. Paddy's Day party in Chicago. It's Fizz Bar and Grill, conveniently located at Lincoln and Belmont. Open for lunch daily during the tournament. Visit fizzchicago.com.
Miracle-Gro and Scotts are reminding you that Sunday is daylight savings, and it's time to spring forward. For your spring flowers, feed your bulbs plant food in mid to late March. Make beautiful backyard memories on your lawn and in your garden with Scotts and Miracle-Gro products.
My DVR is loaded up right now. I'm way behind on Billions, The Walking Dead, and Vinyl, but I did binge watch Shades of Blue last Friday. I got caught up after watching 4 episodes, and I'll tell you what, J-Lo is getting it done. Hey, TV friends, it's Matt Abaticola for Comcast. Now, my X1 DVR is awesome. I can record up to 5 shows at once while I'm watching a 6th show. Now, can your DVR do that? that? I bet not. I can also use my Xfinity TV app to access my DVR while I'm away from home. With UVerse, you can't take any of your DVR shows on the go. So let's see how your service stacks up at Xfinity.com/challenge, or now until March 31st, new customers with Xfinity can try Xfinity with the X1 Starter Double Play for just $89.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement, plus ask how to add the X1 DVR service. Just call 1-800-XFINITY or go to Xfinity.com/challenge. Now, restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV and RSN fees extra, and subject to change during and after promo. After promo, regular rates apply. Remember, that number is 1-800-XFINITY or go to Xfinity.com/challenge.
Hey, guys, it's Matt Spiegel. Sport Clips Haircuts, $10,000 MVP moment scratch and win is back. This year is bigger and better than ever, with over $100,000 in total prizes, including instant win prizes that you can win instantly, plus a shot at the $10,000 grand prize that you can spend on your MVP moment, whatever that is. Spend your 10 grand as unwisely as you want. Splurge on an adventure vacation in Australia. Spend it on suite tickets or create a super chill man cave. If you've never been to Sport Clips, you don't know what you're missing. Go to sportclips.com to find your nearest Sport Clips today and get your MVP moment maker scratch and win ticket. And while you're there, ask for the MVP haircut experience with the massaging shampoo and legendary hot steam towel. We know you don't think haircuts 24/7. That's Sport Clips' job. So they turned it into an experience. It's called the MVP, and you're gonna want it. No purchase necessary. Visit store for game card while supplies last. Ends in store 3/2016. Must be 18 or older. Subject to official rules at mvpmoment.com. Void where prohibited. With over 80 Chicagoland locations, you can find one near you. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy.
Limited time, maximum savings. Grossinger Hyundai in Lincolnwood is dropping every payment. That's right, every payment, every Hyundai, saving you thousands of dollars. During our Hyundai Seize the Moment event, 2016 Hyundai Elantra SEs have dropped to just $129 per month, or just $12.9. Right now, drive a new 2016 Sonata SE for only $139 per month, and you'll make no payments till summer. We've dropped every payment on every new Hyundai, including yours. And every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles, limited powertrain protection, including new 2016 Elantras for just $129 per month. Now, at Grossinger Hyundai in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and grossingerhyundainorth.com. That's grossingerhyundainorth.com. Plus tax, title, license, and $169.27 dog fee. You must qualify. Elantra $13.99 and Sonata $19.99 due at signing. Plus tax, title, license, and $169.27 dog fee. Zero security deposit expires at month end.
For top quality floors at rock bottom prices, come to Floor & Decor, opening March 17th in Countryside.
There's absolutely no other store like Floor & Decor.
Everything here is very affordable. You're going to save a lot of money.
Tile, porcelain, hardwoods, laminates. They've got every option that you can possibly imagine.
You got to go to the grand opening, man. It's got everything you need.
Run, don't walk. Trust me, go.
Floor & Decor, opening March 17th on LaGrange Road in the Countryside Plaza. Or visit flooranddecor.com.
Staples has low prices every day, and with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price on everything you need for your office. Price Match good at checkout for items from online and in-store retailers or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details. Staples, make more happy.
Scoreboard update.
And from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Never too early for football season. Tickets available at nusports.com. Bears' new offensive tackle Bobby Massey said Kyle Long spent about 2 weeks recruiting him to the Bears.
It gave him notice that I was coming here. You know, screaming and shouting on the phone. You know, he was real happy to hear that.
Bobby Massey introduced today along with Danny Trevathan. Tomorrow, defensive lineman Akeem Hicks is expected to make a free agent visit to Hallis Hall. No Jimmy Butler tonight in San Antonio. The Bulls will play there. Butler is expected back soon, however, following his visit to specialist James Andrews. He's been dealing with a sore knee. Big Ten tournament today. The Illini beat Iowa 68-66, which means Illinois will take on Purdue tomorrow afternoon. We've got that broadcast here on The Score. Michigan, a 72-70 win in overtime over Northwestern. And at the ACC tournament, Notre Dame advances in overtime past Duke 84-79. This update brought to you by Meijer. Shop the two-day sale Friday through Saturday and get great deals across the store. Plus, save 5% on groceries and health and beauty care, and 15% on general merchandise and apparel with your Meijer credit card. Exclusions apply. See store for details. And spring training live broadcast brought to you by Four Seasons for all the right reasons. Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the new home of the Chicago Cubs. Hear every game this season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Let's add in that those scores today that we talked about it early in the show, that Northwestern got jobbed today, too, at the end of that game. So.
Yeah, they did, and Chris Collins is going to have to cut a check to somebody for telling the truth
yes,
about
he is.
How they got jobbed.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's been going off. He had not held back at all.
No, and you know
what?
The rest
didn't have any balls. And it was, well,
dude, you're looking at it.
It was right there, yeah. It's not even close.
No, it's not even close. It's one of those where you say, oh, it's a bang-bang play in basketball. You know, sometimes it goes one way. No, not this case. Not this case. Not at the end of a close game. You see those plays all the time where you go, no, this was not one of those. This was an automatic. When he took that second step, travel. And he's on the baseline looking right at it. Travel.
Caller 6 of the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a two-pack of haircuts from Chicagoland Sport Clips. You watch sports, they cut hair, it's perfect. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. It's also good, especially for you, to be at the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour tomorrow. Bottoms Up Sports Bar, 1807 South Washington Street in Naperville.
Come down, beat you.
Whip your ass.
Yeah, come on, whip your ass.
And it's going to be a little different because of Illinois' improbable victory over Iowa. It's going to be a quick transition to start out, and then we're going to hang out and watch basketball together, I guess.
Yep.
And have a couple of Bud Lights, and then we'll be back on probably around the same time. I imagine a little before 4 o'clock, we'll pop back on and talk. But
the Bears might have a new player by then. You never know.
Possible. A lot of things could happen by then. Maybe there's baseball news. Hell, you see Matt Davidson hit another home run today. The one-time prospect acquired.
He's on the team for next year.
No, he's learning a knuckleball. He's not yet.
No, that's Dan Johnson's learning the knuckleball.
Yeah, he's learning a knuckle. That's my guy, Dan Johnson. I wish him the best. He's going to come back and strike everybody out.
That's a cool story. I like stuff like that.
I do, too. Matt Davidson, by the way, you can have him, bro.
Bro?
Bro, yeah. You can have him, bro. Take him with you.
Why am I bro?
I'll bring him the bottoms up. Come on. Hit a home run here.
A tweet here from Michael Silver who says, while the Broncos try to close the Kaepernick trade, they're formulating backup plans, have been in touch with the agent for Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ryan Fitzpatrick angry at the Jets.
Why?
Because he wants a multi-year deal.
But he's Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Okay. Here's the thing. Yes, he is Ryan Fitzpatrick. Mm-hmm. But he had a really good year, and he wants to cash in properly. Not just like for what he wants. He wants some, like, NFL Play-Doh. He wants some money. He feels like he's reached this great stage in his career where he could take it downfield and beat the New England Patriots in a big game. It's a mark for him. It's a like, hey, you know what? The beard got it done here. Now act like it.
But he was put to the test in a playoff game. You know, near the end of the year when they're trying to make the playoffs.
Yes,
they under pressure. He was terrible.
Under pressure,
he was awful.
I don't think he mentions that.
I mean, I watched that game. I watched them fighting for their
playoff lives.
And Brandon Marshall saying, throw it to me. And you could see him in the huddle, and he wanted the ball every time. And then it's tipped, and it's picked, or it's tipped again and knocked away, and a guy's jumping in front of it. And the throws just weren't there. And it didn't look like anybody in the, you know, you can't get inside people's heads, but there weren't.
That was the Beals, right?
Yeah, they weren't coming out of that huddle like, all right, this is the guy. Believe in this guy. This guy's going to take us down the field. I watched it. It didn't happen.
Well, I understand their
reticence.
I'm giving you the Ryan Fitzpatrick side. You didn't ask me for any other side. I'm giving you the Ryan Fitzpatrick side.
There's a body of work here. There's a body of work that suggests he's.
How about that? I don't know what you're going to do. Okay, and I don't know if Elway knows what they're going to do. Stopgap. Of course, his stopgap includes a 3-year contract, is what he wants. No, that's different, but that's what he wants.
Yeah, I don't know where Elway thinks they are in their winning window. And every time we talk about this,
isn't their winning window kind of
closed?
Yeah,
here comes again though. 630. Can they trade Cutler? 773. Trade Cutler to Denver.
Yeah.
Get those number one picks back. I don't think they want him.
John,
you're certainly not getting number one picks plural.
No, you're not.
Why do people always do that?
They did it yesterday morning, too. It was like, holy crap, here they come. No. No. I don't think John Elway, even in the bleakest moments, thinks about Jay Cutler.
The Bears have made a huge move at the draft, trading Jay Cutler.
Is that from last year? We had that in the can last year when we knew they were trying.
We did.
Even though they said they weren't,
and
they
were. And the Bears also got the Olympics.
And they also have to be swimming in raw sewage now.
Well, aren't they usually? But, yeah, I don't think Elway's a dumb guy. I think that he underestimated the anger of his quarterback and lost him. And I don't know what Colin Kaepernick cost you. Look, he wants the hell out of there. I'm not going to overspend for him. If you want to keep him, then keep him then. Go ahead. See what that does for you.
We're going to say Terry's favorite words in show business.
And mean them.
And we're going to actually mean them in just a couple of moments. Lawrence Holmes will join us on The Score.
We are the number one sports station in Chicago. Live from Chicago. For Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
It's the Everything is on sale at Art Van Furniture. Huge discounts store-wide. Plus, take an extra 15% off the sale price. Plus, a free Samsung Galaxy A. Saturday, 9 to 9 at Art Van Furniture.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg.
And he comes out the room, and I look at him, and I seen like an orange, his aura or whatever. I seen it. His orange.
Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. Meet Stacy.
Hello, friend.
Heard hundreds of David's ads, but wanted to contact a realtor before purchasing a home in Plainfield. Bad move. Not getting pre-qualified by David before talking with a realtor is like sunbathing at the equator without suntan lotion. David answered Stacy's questions, pre-qualified her to purchase a home, and introduced her to Ron Wexler, his radio show's realtor in Plainfield, to purchase a home. Purchasing a home can be overwhelming, but it won't be if you call David first. David can pre-qualify you for free and introduce you to his team of preferred realtors who will help you locate the perfect home. If you're purchasing a home and you want to work with a team of real estate experts that will always look out for your financial best interest, call David first at 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit perldavid.com. Pro Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License C-4358 and MLS 19186.
At Johnsonville, we understand it was a long, cruel winter, and having to deal with it day after day drove many of us to do things we're not necessarily proud of.
I beat my snowblower with a baseball bat.
I cursed the sky. And cried a little.
I flipped off the weatherman on television and in person.
I stayed in and streamed 13 straight episodes of some stupid show.
I knocked the head off my neighbor's snowman because I thought it was mocking me.
Okay, so we're not proud of how we dealt with winter, but the weather's finally taken a turn, and so can we. So let's fire up the grill and cook some Johnsonville brats. Ah, that's the sound of redemption. One bite of those juicy Johnsonville brats made with premium cuts of pork, and our whole attitude changes.
I'm going to invite my neighbors over for a cookout.
I'm going to invite the weatherman over.
And even though our grilling skills may be a little bit rusty, people still won't be able to get enough. And we're definitely proud of that. Johnsonville, served with pride since 1945.
It's a great time to update your kitchen with big savings at Menards. Stop by your local Menards to check out our huge selection of major kitchen appliances. They're all on sale. Add a stylish look to your kitchen with a new range hood from Brohn. Get a 30-inch stainless steel finish for only $159. Hurry in for the best selection of major kitchen appliances. On sale this week at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Terry Boris here, and if you've been paying attention, you know that our friends from Mattress Firm are always up to something, and right now it's a semi-annual sale. A sale so big it happens just twice a year. Hurry in for savings up to $300 store-wide. Get twin firm mattresses for as low as $59.99. or queen mattress sets for as low as $199.99. You save up to 50% off select Tempur-Breeze floor models, plus save up to 50% off select Tempur-Ergo Premier Adjustable Base floor models as well. And best yet, here's what you do. You pay no money down and no interest for 4 full years. That's a semi-annual sale at Mattress Firm on right now. So here's what you do. Now, if you're wondering where you find a mattress firm, you haven't been paying attention. Because there's one in every corner in America. But if you're still struggling, if you're looking for a place that's near you and easy to get to, here's what you do. Go to mattressfirm.com. That'll give you all the information, tells you all the scores are, all the stories are. Also, if you call 1-800-431-5921, you get details about credit costs and terms and anything, any other questions you have. So that's all you have to do. Mattress Firm guarantees you'll sleep happy for your new mattress or your money back. And by the way, when you set the delivery, if they don't deliver it on time that very day, the delivery will be free. Nobody has a better deal, and they'll match anybody else's price and cut it by 10%. That's what Mattress Firm brings you every day of the week. Here's what you do. Simple. Save money. Sleep happy.
Matt Abaticola at the score. I'm hanging out with my pal Alex. He's the general manager at St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and they are always the place to get the right car at the right price. Right, Alex?
Thanks, Matt, and you are right. I just want to let all of Chicagoland know that with our Relax program, car buying has never been more simple and straightforward. And now, to make it even more enjoyable to buy a new vehicle at St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we've added our new Ready Upon Arrival program.
Well, what's the Ready Upon Arrival program?
Besides our guaranteed lowest price, fast delivery and two-day exchange policy for whatever reason, now you can visit us online at stcharlescdj.com. Find the vehicle you want, and we gather all the necessary information over the phone or online to have your vehicle ready for you when you arrive at the dealership.
Already upon arrival, I love it. You heard it here. Relax. It's the right car at the right price, and it's so easy at stcharlescdj.com. That's stcharlescdj.com and St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on North Avenue.
Ah, the joys of pizza delivery. Always waiting and waiting. And you never really know where your pizza's been when you order delivery. So why wait an hour or more when fresh pizzeria-style pizzas, whole or by the slice, are yours in just minutes at Speedway? A rich, buttery crust, real mozzarella cheese, and fresh pepperoni, all ready for you at Speedway. Why wait for delivery when Speedway's got fresh hot pizza in just minutes?
We're on your way, the convenience stores of Speedway.
Now, buy one slice of pizza at Speedway and get your second slice free.
You don't have to make an appointment at Jiffy Lube. Stop in today and keep your vehicle running right. Jiffy Lube uses the same information as the dealer. So if you need a high-quality oil change, radiator service, or any other preventive maintenance, they've got you covered. For more details and big savings on your service, visit ChicagolandJiffyLube.com.
Spring is in the air, and so are the savings at Riverfront Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in the North Aurora Auto Mall. During our spring clearance event, choose from a huge inventory of new vehicles and pay the price you want to pay. Plus, many finance options and more for your trade. If you make the drive, Riverfront will make the deal.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And at 546 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Boris and Bert, say my two favorite words in show business. Lawrence, no.
Whoa, Lawrence is here from 6 to 10. He's got the full boat.
Full boat?
Yes, it is something we don't have tomorrow because the Illini won.
Yeah, you guys are getting over, man, these last couple of days. It's nice, right?
No, it's not.
When do you guys start? Is the game a 1:30 tip tomorrow?
1:30,
yeah. So you got a donut show tomorrow.
So we do transition, and then we sit around at Bottoms Up Sports Bar in Naperville and hang out with the peeps.
And watch the game.
Yep.
Yeah. Good for the Illini. It's like Josh Whitman showed up and everything started getting better.
How about that? Wasn't too excited about anything, but he showed up.
Yeah, he was watching the game today, and I was watching, and they played a nice game. They were hit some shots early on and kind of held on for dear life in the last 5 minutes of the game. Got Jock to foul out and were able to kind of contain Utah, and they were good to go.
Well, Jock was their whole offense. They couldn't really generate any other offense.
They were struggling. They did once he fouled out. That's when they kind of made their run, which was weird. They held on. So good for the Illini. Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, it was good, and it was a better result than Northwestern, who got completely screwed on a traveling call. You got to make that call, Lawrence Holmes. You know you got to make that damn call.
You know what?
In the corner.
Here's the crazy thing. Bill Carmody got into the tournament last night.
I know, with a losing record.
Yes, he did. I saw that.
They didn't win a road game this year and then won four in a row to get them into the tournament. How crazy buckets. Is that?
College buckets.
Yep. And it's that this year, too, where everybody thinks they had this thing all cinched up. I don't know how anybody can have any confidence in anything this year. Am I missing something here where people say, well, I got it. You know, here it's down. It's these eight teams, and then the rest are all.
There's one team that I trust, and that's Kansas. I trust Kansas. Everyone else, to me, like, I don't trust Indiana.
No.
And they're a great shooting team. I just feel like they're one bad shooting night from being gone and everyone going, what happened?
Do you trust Carolina?
I was going to ask, because Carolina, if you're looking for pros, they've got an entire team of...
Bryce Johnson is a player.
They got an entire team of like late first round picks, second round picks. They're all going to play professionally, but maybe very few of them in the NBA.
I don't trust them because I don't trust Marcus Paige.
You shouldn't.
So that's kind of, you know, so you start looking around like...
Kennedy Meek's a big body too, you know?
I kind of like Oklahoma, but then Buddy Hield went cold and then he got hot again. So maybe...
One bad day from him, you're out.
The team that intrigues me is Miami. I'm intrigued by them.
I haven't seen much of them.
They're a good squad. They've got good guards, and Jim Larrañaga has been there before, and... So usually you're kind of looking for...
He was George Mason, right?
Yes. Yeah, strong coaches, good backcourt, and they have that.
I think that, you know, the team that just because of the fact of the defense they play, just because of the fact that one thing that you can't... Virginia? You can always do.
Virginia?
Yeah. You can always play defense. Maybe That's you're true. Not going to shoot the ball well. Maybe you're going to have struggle this and struggle that. The one thing They're you tough. Can always do is play good defense, and they do.
Yeah, Virginia's, they are tough. They are a strong-minded, tough team, and you never, never, ever, ever, ever sleep on Tom Izzo, no matter what his record is.
Yep. I always immediately just advance Michigan State two lines. Like, I don't even care what the matchups are. I just go Michigan State, because I know that his teams are going to be prepared. The team that I like, I might be the only person that likes them. The team that I really like is Purdue. Because I think that in a tournament setting, I think that if they can win that first day, that second day, they're difficult for you to match up against.
They're
7 feet, 7 feet, 6'10" in their front court?
Yeah, they're just huge people.
So, you know, I kind of like Purdue, but I'm still waiting to see how things break out. Tonight, we're going to talk with Bryce Drew, because he is desperate to get Valpo an at-large bid, and they lost in the conference tournament. And they had like the really strong RPI. So we're going to talk with him. He's going to make his case and we'll see what happens. We're going to talk with Michael Beller from Sports Illustrated. We're going to talk college buckets with him. And he's like the fantasy guru at SI. He is in love with the Cubs. Maybe because he's a Cub fan, but he is in love with the Cubs. So he's going to be in studio. We're going to talk about that. Zach's going to join me at 6:40. We'll talk some Bears. Did you guys get into the whole cadaver knee with Danny Trevathan? He's got a cadaver knee.
It's an allograft.
He's got a cadaver knee.
It's just an allograft. It's not a big deal.
I got somebody else's knee.
It's not a big deal. Okay. We thank Hub Arkish.
Might take somebody else's.
Oh, and Joe Cowley joins me at 6 to talk about the Bulls and their injuries and whatnot.
Dr. Howard, we thank Hub for joining us today.
Big guy, Crack Production staff, filling in ably as always, Baldy McGrindy, Brendan McCaffrey.
Big news, of course, the last couple of days, hiring of Lovie Smith.
Oh, yes.
Pretty exciting news in the last few days. We'll talk to him about that and basketball as well. Here's Malcolm Hill with a free throw up and no good.
Probably missed his ears hurt from that screeching.
Yeah, somebody back there found a microphone nearby, apparently. Second one good for Malcolm Hill.
I like it.
I do too. I love that.
Terry's Monkeys.
It's the best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
First, we will go to the South Side. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I just want to know what your take is on Eddie Olczyk as a Blackhawk announcer.
He's one of the best in the business.
Oh, yeah? Even with him and that Pat Riley. It's too much yuck, yuck, yucks.
Pat Riley.
That's a good radio team, Pat Riley and Eddie Olczyk. Thank you for listening, calling, emailing. We will do it all over again tomorrow. Stop by Bottoms Up in Naperville. We're going to have some time to kill. We'll start the show, and then we'll stop the show for the Illini and Purdue, and then we'll get back to it later on. All right, everybody, have a terrific night. Lawrence Holmes coming your way, great as always. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon from Naperville. Beat Iowa, are they?
No.
And the Illini have won it! They have knocked off Iowa!
It's time. God bless all of you, and God bless football.
Think Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
Oh, what a day. What a lovely day.
Hey, Cubs and Sox fans. Listen for Score baseball expert Bruce Levine covering spring training live from Arizona for both the Cubs and the Sox. Brought to you by Muller Honda of Gurnee. You won't be disappointed. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for spring training baseball.
Get out of town with Apple Vacations. From adults-only hotels to family-friendly resorts, the vacation choices are endless with Iberostar Hotels and Resorts. And with the Apple Vacations Spring Super Sale, it's all included at a price that respects the value of your dollar. For an unforgettable vacation, go with Iberostar Hotels and Resorts, where you will experience some of the most amazing pools and breathtaking white sand beaches in Mexico and the Caribbean. 3 nights in Riviera Maya at Iberostar Paraíso Maya start from only $8.99. Or make it 7 nights at Iberostar Punta Cana starting from just $9.99. Both trips include round-trip non-stop air, resort transfers, all meals, drinks, and taxes. Call Travelone at 312-334-7876 to book your trip today. That's Travelone, 312-334-7876, or visit Travelone.com. Prices per person based on double occupancy for select departures starting May 2nd, including charter air on Frontier from O'Hare, and taxes and fees including September 11 security fee. See applevacations.com for baggage charges. Prices subject to availability and change. Restrictions apply. PC14064.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. The stock market has dropped and we're all losing money in our 401ks. Let me help you get some of that money back. Have you thought about refinancing? With rates this low, we're saving people hundreds of dollars a month on their mortgage payments. Apply online at thehomeloanexpert.com. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
We're pushing the pace this March at Woodfield Nissan. With fast break savings like ours during the Tournament of Savings, the competition just can't catch up to Woodfield Nissan. Because we have massive savings on a huge selection of new Nissans. It's true. Get $10,000 off MSRP on Nissans. You heard right. $10,000 off MSRP on brand new Nissans. Plus, choose from the Midwest's best selection of certified Nissans. Take home a 2015 Nissan Sentra. Only $13,995. Or a 2015 Nissan Altima. $15,995. With can't beat deals like this, we're leaving the competition in the dust. You can't miss out on the Tournament of Savings this March. Only at Woodfield Nissan. But hurry, these savings are moving quick. Only at Woodfield Nissan. Going on now through March 31st. Just 3 miles west of the Woodfield Mall in Gulf and Higgins. Visit us at WoodfieldNissan.com. Plus tax, satellite, and deduct the amount of MSRP. May not reflect actual selling price on select models. Examples of savings on a 2015 Nissan Altima 2.5S, model number 13115, stock number 35-1638. See dealer for details.
Folks, how much is great service, low closing costs, and competitive interest rates worth to you? At Townstone Financial, it's priceless. Hi, Barry Sterner, owner of Townstone Financial. Let's hear about the Townstone experience from one of our customers.
My name's Elisa French, and I'm an ad executive in Chicago. I have used Townstone for 13 years. Actually used them 3 different times, 3 different homes. Great rates. I don't think we've ever paid a closing cost. I know that I've had millions of questions over the years, and Barry Sterner, the owner of Townstone, has been phenomenal, you know, calling me back right away and answering me via email or phone, and it just has been a really easy process.
Remember, nobody values your business more than Townstone Financial, and I'm always available to answer your questions. Call me now, Barry Sterner, 312-896-2111. That's 312-896-2111. Or go to townstone.com. That's TOWNSTONE.com.
Townstone Financials, Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, Illinois, mortgage licensee 6629 and NMLS 136639. Equal housing lender.
daily specials, huge beer garden, easy parking, and the best St. Patty's Day party in Chicago. It's Fizz Bar and Grill, conveniently located at Lincoln and Belmont. Open for lunch daily during the tournament. Visit FizzChicago.com.
Radio.com presents Impact artist Randy Houser. His new album, Fired, available everywhere Friday, March 11th, featuring the hit song, We Win. For more info on Impact artist Randy Houser, go to Radio.com.
Pontiac RV's annual RV Super Sale, our biggest sale of the year, is going on now through Sunday. See one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned RVs in the Midwest, with new RVs from Winnebago, Coachman, Keystone RV, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. From lightweight travel trailers or half-ton fifth wheels to luxury motorhomes, it's on sale this week at Pontiac RV's RV Super Sale on I-55 at exit 201 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Sunbow, Crypto Clearance, Awesome Again. If you know these names, you're one of us. One of the generations of horse racing fans who've likely held their breath as thousand-pound thoroughbreds come barreling out of the turn to head for home. I'm Tim Carey, President and General Manager of Hawthorne Racecourse. For four generations, my family has hosted horse racing at Chicago's hometown track. From Hall of Famers like Kelso and Black Tie Affair to workaday horses that race like champions at every turn. Every day, every race, anticipation fills the grandstands, and you had to be there kind of stories are ready to be told. To the generations of fans, to the horsemen and jockeys of Illinois, I say thank you for making this sport, our sport, something to be proud of. We're celebrating 125 years of horse racing.